Hang on a minute, there you go.
Good morning and welcome to morning prayer on Thursday the 9th of July. We're mixing things up a bit this morning. For some strange reason, I don't understand that I'm leading. Fizz is having an imaginary breakfast and Anne has just lit the candle for us. So prepare for some differences and boo-boos. So let us start our worship. O Lord, open our lips.
And our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
God, be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us, that your way may be known upon the earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. But let the nations rejoice and be glad, for you will judge the peoples righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Then shall the earth bring forth her increase, and God, our own God, will bless us. God will bless us, and all the earth, ends of the earth shall fear him. We say together, glory to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. And so as we rejoice in the gift of this new day, may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with you, with love for you, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
And so our first psalm is going to be read by Anne. Thank you, Anne.
O Lord, my God, in you I take refuge, and this is Psalm 90. Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to another. Before the mountains were brought forth, or the earth and the world were formed, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn us back to dust and say, turn back, O children of earth, for 1,000 years in your sight are as but yesterday, which passes like a watch in the night. You sweep them away like a dream, they fade away suddenly like the grass. In the morning it is green and flourishes, in the evening it is dried up and withered. For we consume away in your displeasure, we are afraid at your wrathful indignation. You have set our misdeeds before you and our secret sins in the light of your countenance. When you are angry, all our days are gone, our years come to an end like a sigh. The days of our life are 80 years and 10, or if our strength endures, even 80. Yet the sum of them is but labour and sorrow, for they soon pass away and we are gone. Who regards the power of your wrath and your indignation like those who fear you? So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Turn again, O Lord, how long will you delay? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us with your loving kindness in the morning, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Give us gladness for the days you have afflicted us and for the years in which we have seen adversity. Show your servants your works and let your glory be over their children. May the gracious favour of the Lord our God be upon us. Prosper our handiwork. Oh, prosper the works of our hands. O Lord my God, in you I take refuge. Almighty God, our eternal refuge, teach us to live with the knowledge of our death and to rejoice in the promise of your glory revealed to us in Jesus Christ, our Lord.
And so now Susan will read our second psalm, Psalm 92.
You, O Lord, shall be exalted forevermore. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High. To tell of your love early in the morning and of your faithfulness in the night time, upon the 10-stringed instrument, upon the harp, and to the melody of the lyre. For you, Lord, have made me glad by your acts, and I sing aloud at the works of your hands. O Lord, how glorious are your works! Your thoughts are very deep. The senseless do not know, nor do fools understand, that though the wicked sprout like grass, and all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is only to be destroyed forever. But you, O Lord, shall be exalted forevermore. For lo, your enemies, O Lord, lo, your enemies shall perish, and all the works of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn you have exalted like the horns of wild oxen. I am anointed with fresh oil. My eyes will look down on my foes. My ears shall hear the ruin of the evildoers who will rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree and shall spread abroad like a cedar of Lebanon. Such as are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be vigorous and in full leaf, that they may show that the Lord is true. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. You, O Lord, shall be exalted forevermore. Give us the music of your praise, Lord, morning, noon, and night, that our lives may be fruitful and our lips confess you as the true and only God.
Let us say together, glory to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the
beginning,
is now,
and shall be forever. Amen.
So Anne is going to read Judges chapter 16 to us. It's quite a long passage, so you may want to make yourself comfortable, get a pillow, blanket, or whatever. But it will finish. Anne.
So this is Samson's story. Yeah, quite long. Interesting to see the interplay between Samson's gift of strength and his moral ineptitude. After this, he fell in love with a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. The lords of the Philistines came to her and said to her, "Coax him and find out what makes his strength so great and how we may overpower him so that we may bind him in order to subdue him. And we will each give you 1,100 pieces of silver." So Delilah said to Samson, "Please tell me what makes your strength so great and how you could be bound so that one could subdue you." Samson said to her, "If they bind me with 7 fresh bowstrings that are not dried out, then I shall become weak and be like anyone else." Then the lords of the Philistines brought her 7 fresh bowstrings that had not dried out, and she bound him with them. While men were lying in wait in an inner chamber, she said to him, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." But he snapped the bowstrings as a strand of fibre snaps when it touches the fire. So the secret of his strength was not known. Then Delilah said to Samson, "You have mocked me and told me lies. Please tell me how you could be bound." He said to her, "If they bind me with new ropes that have not been used, then I shall become weak and be like anyone else." So Delilah took new ropes and bound him with them and said to him, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." The men lying in wait were in an inner chamber, but he snapped the ropes off his arms like a thread. Then Delilah said to Samson, "Until now you have mocked me and told me lies. Tell me how you could be bound." He said to her, "If you weave the 7 locks of my head with the web and make it tight with the pin, then I shall become weak and be like anyone else." So while he slept, Delilah took the 7 locks of his head and wove them into the web and made them tight with the pin. Then she said to him, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." But he awoke from his sleep and pulled away the pin, the loom, and the web. Then she said to him, "How can you say I love you when your heart is not with me? You have mocked me 3 times now and have not told me what makes your strength so great." Finally, after she had nagged him with her words day after day and pestered him, he was tired to death. So he told her his whole secret and said to her, "A razor has never come upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite to God from my mother's womb. If my head were shaved, then my strength would leave me. I would become weak and be like anyone else." When Delilah realized that he had told her his whole secret, she sent and called the lords of the Philistines, saying, "This time come up, for he has told his whole secret to me." Then the lords of the Philistines came up to her and brought the money in their hands. She let him fall asleep on her lap, and she called a man and had him shave off the 7 locks of his head. He began to weaken, and his strength left him. Then she said, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." When he awoke from his sleep, he thought, "I will go out as at other times and shake myself free." But he did not know that the Lord had left him. So the Philistines seized him and gouged out his eyes. They brought him down to Gaza and bound him with bronze shackles, and he ground at the mill in the prison. But the hair of his head began to grow again after it had been shaved. Now the lords of the Philistines gathered to offer a great sacrifice to their god Dagon and to rejoice, for they said, "Our God has given Samson, our enemy, into our hand." When the people saw him, they praised their God, for they said, "Our God has given our enemy into our hand, the ravager of our country, who has killed many of us." And when their hearts were merry, they said, "Call Samson and let him entertain us." So they called Samson out of the prison, and he performed for them. They made him stand between the pillars. And Samson said to the attendant who held him by the hand, Let me feel the pillars on which the house rests so that I may lean against them. Now the house was full of men and women. All the lords of the Philistines were there, and on the roof there were about 3,000 men and women who looked on while Samson performed. Then Samson called to the Lord and said, Lord God, remember me and strengthen me only this once, O God, so that with this one act of revenge I may pay back the Philistines for my two eyes. And Samson grasped the two middle pillars on which the house rested, and he leaned his weight against them, his right hand on the one and his left hand on the other. Then Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. He strained with all his might, and the house fell on the lords and all the people who were in it. So those he killed at his death were more than those he had killed during his life. Then his brothers and all his family came down and took him and brought him up and buried him between Zorah and Eshtaol in the tomb of his father Manoah. He had judged Israel for 20 years.
Well done, Anne. Next, we're going to do the Song of the Covenant as it is in the service order.
I have given you as a light to the nations, and I have called you in righteousness.
Thus says God, who created the heavens, who fashioned the earth and all that dwells in it. He gives breath to the people upon it, and the spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord, and I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the captives from the dungeon, from the prison, those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other. So we say together, glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
I have given you as a light to the nations, and I have called you in righteousness.
Corinna is now going to read our New Testament reading, which is from Luke chapter 18.
Then he took the 12 aside and said to them, see, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished. For he will be handed over to the Gentiles, and he will be mocked and insulted and spat upon. After they had flogged him, they will kill him, and on the third day he will rise again. But they understood nothing about all these things. In fact, what he said was hidden from them, and they did not grasp what was being said. As he approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard a crowd going by, he asked what was happening. They told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. Then he shouted, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Those who were in front sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he shouted even more loudly, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stood still and ordered the man to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, what do you want me to do for you? He said, Lord, let me see again. Jesus said to him, receive your sight, your faith has saved you. Immediately he regained his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, praised God.
Fear not, for I have redeemed you. Have called you by name, you are mine.
Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine.
When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned.
I have called you by name, you are mine.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Fear not. For I have redeemed you, I have called you by name, you are mine.
I'm going to say the Benedictus.
You promised, O God, to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all that hate us.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, God promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all that hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath God swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, For you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of all their sins. In the tender compassion of God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. We say together, glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. It was in the beginning,
is now, and shall be forever. Amen. You promised, O God, to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all that hate us.
So it's Thursday. We're going to pray for members of our church family and friends. So today we remember our Vicar David and our lay minister Anne, our church wardens, Chris and Peter, and then the various members of our church family, Beryl, Sam, Peter, Ian and Ellie, Ian, Jenny, Gavin and Louise, Carly, Lawrence and Lorraine, Bob and Hazel, Elaine, Chris and Julie, Jenny and Tim, Lorraine, Ian and Jennifer, Pat, Joe and his carer Fiona, Anne and family, Simon, Liz, Margot, Nadia and family, Lara and Simon and their children, John, Bobby, Geeta, Susan, Mel and her family, Felicity, Elizabeth and Andrew, Peter and Sandra, Delath and family, Jill, Stephen, Andy and family, Ivan and Christine, Andre and Anita, Trish, Jennifer, Gary and Jackie and their children, Phil and Rachel, Barbara, Sue, Linda and Ash, Dan and Merlin, David and Rebecca and Johnny, Son and family, Susanna and her family, Beryl, Nigel, Corinna and family, June and Ken, Jenny and Alfie, Joan, Sue and Paul, Christine, David and Mo, Stan, Ruth, Alwyn, Val, Graham and Aswa, David and Sarah, and our newsletter contacts, home groups, the Christianity Explored group, village leaders, the shop and business owners, those who are part of our clubs and societies, WI, the Cedar community, the Old Codgers, our friends at the cafe, John, Joan, Keith, Shirley, Margaret, Audrey, Tanya, Jean and Mark, Jane, Brenda, Kim and Trev, Sue, Gloria and Ray, George, Ruth, Sheila, John and Sue. We think especially of friends going through more difficult times. Delath with her new charge, Margaret and Bruce and their mum, David and Mary, Richard, Ben, Barbara, Trevor, Kim and Trev, and Duncan. We remember those who are sick. Sue and Jenny, Joe, Elizabeth and Andrew, David and Mo, Lily, Tanya, Kim and Paul. And we give you thanks for the continued recovery of Ian, Bob, George. Well, David and Rebecca. And at this time we remember the family and friends of Margaret, Joan, Sylvia, Beth, Sally, Don, the Watts family, and especially family and friends of John, thinking of Marion and those in the Fifield Church and community, and his friends and family in the choir, and Brian, and all those who knew him and loved him. Lord, all of these people are special, known to you, and we lift them up to you. Merciful God, we entrust to your tender care those who are ill or in pain, knowing that wherever danger threatens, your everlasting arms are there to hold them safe. Comfort and heal those we have named before you, and restore them to health and strength and cheerfulness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Compassionate God, as you know each star you've created, so you know the secrets of every heart. In your loving mercy, bring to your table all who are fearful and broken, all who are wounded and needy, that our hungers may be satisfied in the city of your peace, through Christ, who is our peace. Amen.
Amen.
I'm now going to say the collects. O God, the protector of all who trust in you, without whom nothing is strong, nothing is holy, increase and multiply upon us your mercy, that with you as our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal that we lose not our hold on things eternal. Grant this, Heavenly Father, for our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. So we say together the Lord's Prayer in the contemporary form. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth
as in heaven.
Give us today our daily bread.
Forgive us our sins,
as we forgive those against us. Lead us
not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours.
Amen. Lord, bless us and preserve us from all evil and keep us in eternal life.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this morning. I hope you have a wonderful day. If you're enjoying these services and joining in with us, then please let us know, please encourage us, and then we know to whom we're ministering as well. Have a good day. Bye.